Today is another beautiful day, but a little crisp out there. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who have children, and we all have had mothers. So happy Mother's Day to you. Two announcements I want to bring to you this morning is, once again, if you want to sponsor the radio ministry here at Sandusky First United Methodist Church, you may call the church office at 648-2606. And Bishop Bard has extended our no-in-gathering until after May 28th. Please stay tuned to when we can reopen our buildings. Now this morning, as we have brought the light of Christ into our lives and into worship time, let us sing, "I Will Call Upon the Lord." Our call to worship this morning. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you. Where I am, there you may be also." Like the disciples of old, we cry out, "Show us the way, Lord." And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise be to God who has revealed himself in his Son, Jesus Christ." Let us pray. O God, who has taught us to keep all your heavenly commandments by loving you and our neighbors, grant us the spirit of peace and grace, that we may be both devoted to you with our whole heart and united to each other with a pure will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us sing the church's One Foundation.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation, my water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses, with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation, and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and with the saints communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Good morning, children. It's good to have you listening this morning, and it's Mother's Day. So I have some questions for you today. Have you told your mom Happy Mother's Day? If you haven't, say right now, Mom, Happy Mother's Day. And have you given her a hug yet? If you haven't, give her a hug. Go ahead, I'll wait. All right, now, boys and girls, since it's Mother's Day, I hope she hasn't had to tell you things that you need to do. Like, have you made your bed? Are you all dressed and ready for the day? Have you done some of your chores, or are you going to do some of your chores? Since it's Mom's Day, what are you going to do for her? Will you help maybe set the table for a meal? Are you going to make her something special, like color her a picture or draw something really beautiful that you can put on the refrigerator or give to her, make a Mother's Day card if you don't have a card already? Just make sure that today you let your mom know how special she is. Can you do that, boys and girls, for me? I know you can. Thank you. So let's all say this together. Happy Mother's Day. Here we go. Happy Mother's Day. All right. Now, will you pray with me? You're going to repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for my mother, and thank you for all she does for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good job, kids. Now this morning we're going to move to the Old Testament reading in the book of Psalms. I'll be reading chapter 31, 1 to 5. And then verses 15 and 16. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me. And you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, my Lord, my faithful God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing Lord, in your unfailing love. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. This morning we're going to pray. We have some names that we may not share on the air, but God knows who they are. We continue to lift up those who are without jobs, those who have the coronavirus, those who have passed away. We ask, Lord, that you bring peace and comfort to them. And this week, we're praying for Tubbs Brothers Incorporation. This morning, I give honor to my mom, who passed away 15 years ago. And just before she died, she asked if I would sing the Lord's Prayer. So today I give her the honor and the glory to God. Let us pray. Oh Lord, I will call upon your name, for you are awesome. We praise you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We pray, Lord, that you will give us that peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you for that. For you are the one who brings us safely and protectively home to you. So as we lift our loved ones that have gone before us, we thank you for the peace and comfort that you bring. For us here, left on this earth, we ask, Lord, that you bathe us with your love, with your comfort, with your peace, and help those who have lost their jobs or are temporarily laid off, that they will have the finances needed to be able to pay their bills, to be able to survive through this time as we shelter in. We pray, Lord, that you will create in us a new heart to be patient and kind and loving to others as you love us. We thank you for all the moms out there. And Lord, we know that some are hurting on this day. It's not a joyous day because they have no children. We pray for them and lift them up and ask that you bring them your peace. Some mothers haven't been the greatest mothers. They've either abandoned their children or they've been on drugs or are on drugs or alcoholics. We pray for those children, and we pray for their mothers that they can get the help that they need. Lord, we ask for mothers that have gone on before us, that you let them know how much we love them and miss them. And for the mothers who are here, we bring joy and glory to you. For you have given us life through our mothers, and for this we give thanks. Lord, we're not perfect in this world, so we come before you asking that you forgive us of our sins as we confess them to you, that we've not always followed your commands, we've not always followed your ways and your will. Forgive us, Lord, that we may repent and turn around and come back to you, that we may follow you and be faithful and obedient. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now we sing, people need the Lord.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can change. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams,
especially in these times that are times of trials and not understanding all that's going on in this world, we need to turn to God, for we need the Lord. This morning I'm preaching out of the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Hear these words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If they were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going? And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I'm going to confess this morning that I'm a little anxious about preaching on this morning. After all, it's Mother's Day, and I follow the lectionary. And a lot of times I use this text or various verses of chapter 14 at a funeral. And I thought, okay, Lord, it's Mother's Day, which is a day of joy. Yet you want me to preach on this. And Jesus' response is, yes, for I am the way. And so I titled my sermon, Jesus is the Way. And he begins this passage with, do not let your hearts be troubled. You know, in this time and in this world and in these days, so many of us are afraid. We don't know where our next meal may come. We don't know if we're going to have enough money to pay our bills, our mortgage or rent. Will I be able to go back to work? When are we going to fully reopen? Are we ever going to have church again in the building? All kinds of questions come at us. Yet this passage that I preach on today is one that I find hope in. Hope that Jesus Christ is with us. He's walking us through these times. He's walking us through these days of trial and temptations, and even days when we may feel saddened that our mothers are not here to celebrate with. And he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. See, we need to trust in God and believe in God. And Jesus says in this passage, believe also in me, for he is with his Father. And he's trying to tell these disciples that I'm going to be with God, my Father. And I think as I prepared this passage this week, that I also look at our Father in heaven as my mother in heaven. Not my physical body mother, but my God, my mother. The one who is tenderhearted and protects me, comforts me. And he comforts us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he comforts us in the power of the Holy Spirit, the three in one, the triune God. And he tells us, I will go and prepare a place for you. Now, for those of us that believe in Jesus Christ, we know that these words are true and that we will have a room for us in heaven when our time has come to leave this earth. I pray for those who do not believe in Jesus, that they will come to understand in these times of trials that they need the Lord. People need the Lord. And the Lord will take care of you. And when you accept him as Lord and Savior, when you believe in him and believe in God, you may have the privilege of being able to have a room in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Believe, trust, and have hope, for this passage is true. But we must call on God, and we know that Jesus Christ is our way. He is the truth, and he is life. He has given us life today, and he gives us life in eternity as we know him as the Lord, as we accept him. Now, in this passage, Thomas and Philip are like most of us human beings, asking questions and not fully understanding, or maybe not even wanting to accept. And they ask, how do we know? We don't know the way you're going. You're not even really telling us where you're going. And Jesus says, I am the way. Believe in me. And if you know me, you will know your Father. And see, if we know our Father and we know Jesus Christ and we have the Holy Spirit with us, they speak to us today the same as when Jesus Christ walked this earth. We don't have to question. We don't have to doubt. But so many of us are asking, God, where are you in all of this? Help us. We need you. And God is answering, I'm right here. Know me. Believe in me. Walk with me and follow. For those of us that do, we have the greatest hope because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, just like the disciples did. And even though they walked with him for 3 years, they still didn't understand. They still questioned. How human is that, that we too, after longer years of maybe more than 3 years, we have that same thought. And Jesus says, don't you know me? Says that to Philip, but I believe he says that to us too. Don't you know me? If you knew me, you would understand. If you knew me, you would follow. If you knew me, you would believe in these words. I have gone ahead of you to prepare a place for you. And that's why this passage brings me hope. because I know where some of my family is that have left this world, who have believed and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They are with him now, and they have a room because Jesus promised, I prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many rooms. It's not like we think of even a mansion here on earth where they only have so many rooms, or maybe even a hotel. Sorry, we're booked. You know, when Jesus came into the world, there was no room in the inn. It's not like that. In heaven, there are so many rooms that we can't even count them. There is enough for everyone, everyone who accepts Jesus Christ. There is enough room for all God's people, because God is so much bigger than us. He is so awesome and incredible. We just need to believe in him and go through Jesus Christ, accepting him as Lord and Savior, that we may find the way to heaven. Do you believe in him? Do you know the Father? See, in this passage, it doesn't say it word by word, but death will not have the last word, because there is life eternity, life everlasting. And Jesus has told us in these words, I will do whatever you ask in my name, but only to glorify God and himself. We can ask, but we must ask what we need in the name of Jesus Christ, that it will honor Christ and our Lord God. We're not to ask just for ourselves, but will whatever we're asking, will it honor Jesus? Will it honor God? And if it does, if we ask in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, he will do it for us. As I think about this passage, I know for many, many years and times and months, my mother was sick for a year and a half. I would pray to God in the name of Christ to heal her. Please, Lord, just heal her. And my mother was ready to go. And my mother said, as Jesus said, don't be afraid. I know it's going to be okay. And as an angel sat at the edge of her bed, at the foot of her bed, and told her, it will be fine. I knew then that I had hope. I knew then that Jesus was going to take her, and I knew that everything would be okay. That doesn't mean I don't cry many days, and especially on a day like today, when she's not present with us, for I miss her. But I know the hope that I have in this passage, that one day I too will have a room in heaven, a place that God has prepared for me, and I will see her once again. If your mother's still living today, I pray that you will give her a hug and give her thanksgiving for all that she's done for you. For life is so short. And that's why in this passage, God brings us the hope that we have, that death doesn't just end unless we don't believe in God, if we don't believe in Jesus Christ. But as a Christian, we know that there is a future here for us, a future that we can be reunited with our loved ones, with our mothers that have gone before us, and maybe even with our children that have gone before us. Sometimes we get too worried about ourselves, especially in this time where we feel cooped up. It's all about us. We don't give credit. We don't give thanksgiving enough to God. give him the praise and the glory. That's what he's asking for in this scripture. You may ask for anything in my name and I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Not S-U-N, but S-O-N, in the Son, Jesus Christ. I once had a parishioner ask me not to preach that Jesus was the only way. But I can't do that. For I believe that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. And I have to preach the truth in the gospel of Jesus, in the gospel of our Lord God. He is the only way. It's not a way to heaven by good deeds, by being a good person. Well, I've helped others, I've done all these acts of kindness, and so now I will be rewarded in heaven. Well, I praise God that we do those acts of kindness and that we are kind to one another and that we love one another, because that's what God wants us to do. We remember the great commandment to love God with all our mind, with our whole being, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Can we share that good news, that Jesus Christ is still alive? He has not just been killed on the cross and buried and stayed there, but he is alive. And he walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us, we are his own. And then I'm going to leave this world, people. I will not be able to stay here with you, but I will send the Holy Spirit to be with you, and then I will be able to be with you always, even in an everlasting life. Believe in me. Believe also in our God. This scripture is so rich with promises, it gives us hope. For I have a place for you. It's personal. It doesn't say that I have a place for Sue, for Tom, or whoever. But that's what we can put our names in when it says a place for you. If you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you too have a place in heaven to be with Jesus Christ. On this day that can be joyous and on this day that can be sad, I thank God for bringing me this scripture, even as I didn't want to preach from it because it felt too much like death. And I use it at funerals so often. But now I'm glad I did have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to bring these words to you, because I pray that they will bring you peace, that they will bring you comfort, that it will bring you hope in knowing that if your mom has gone, if your loved ones have gone from this earth, that you too will have an opportunity when it's your time to be with our Lord Jesus Christ by believing and accepting him, accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. Question is, where are you on your journey? Have you accepted him? Or will you accept him? He's there for you. He has promises. Where I go, you will be able to go, even though he doesn't say that at the disciples at that moment. He knows that later on, they will be able to go there as they believe. Where are you today? Have you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior? If not, you can take this time right now to say, Lord, Forgive me for my sins, and I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want you to forgive me and help me to accept you, to follow you. Come into my heart. For those of us that have already done so, I pray this day we will remember those words that we have said, and that we open our hearts once again, and our minds, and our ears, and our mouth to share these words with friends and family, to let them know that He is with us, and wherever we go, He is there. And I think of the passage that talks about footprints in the sand, where people have asked, Lord, I didn't see you. I didn't feel you. I wasn't sure you were with me in that difficult time. And Jesus replies, as he did in the footprints, oh, my child, that is when I carried you. I carried you through that difficult time. I am always with you. I will never forsake you. All we have to do is believe. We may be like Philip and Thomas and not understand. We may question. But as long as we believe, that's what faith is. Faith is the assurance of something that we can't see or even understand, but we continue to believe. And that's this passage. Believe that Jesus Christ is going to prepare a place for you, for those that have gone before us and those that will come after. He is there. Will you follow? Have you accepted him, that you too will have a room in heaven for you? Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for this hope and for this promise. I thank you for my mother who has gone before me, and that one day I will see her. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. Help those who don't believe. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. This morning, we offer our gifts and our tithes. We thank you for those that are sending it in or through electronic funds. We thank you for those that are going on our website and donating through the online procedure there, that we can continue to do the ministries here in this church, even though the building is closed, that we can help and be there for others. Let us praise our God with the doxology.
Thank you.
I love that song, Victory in Jesus. For it is Jesus that is the way, and he conquered death and conquers death in us who accept him as Lord and Savior, that we too will rise and give him glory and honor. As you go forth this week, may you honor God, may you honor Jesus, may you honor the Spirit. In all that you do and all that you say, will you follow him all the way? Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you.